Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Tezvava Min Aleph. We're holding on to Tezvava Min Aleph, five lines down from the wide lines, Amar of Nachman. So says the Gemara Amar of Nachman, Malachi Zeh Mordechai. Malachi is Mordechai, V'lama Nikra Shemai Malachi, so why did Mordechai get the name Malachi? Shaya Mishnalim Melech, because he was the second to the king. As the Gemara Meisvei, the Brisa says, Baruch Benerio, Saraya ben Masiya, V'Daniel, Mordechai, Bilshan, Chagai, Zachariah, Malachi, Kula Nisnavu, B'Shnashtayim, L'Daryavish. All of these Nevi'im, they prophesize in the second year of Daryavish. It mentions Mordechai, and it mentions Malachi. So Tiyufta, you see that they were clearly two different people, and that refutes the Shita of Rav Nachman. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Malachi ze Ezra. The Malachi is a reference to Ezra. The Chachamim Aimer Malachi Shemai, that no, his actual name was Malachi. And Amr of Nachman, or some of the Girsa Bar Yitzchak, that says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mestaver command Amr Malachi ze Ezra. It's more Mestaver like the first man Amr, the Chsib, because the Pazik says, Nevius Malachi, it says by the Nevuah of Malachi, it says that Bagdi Yuda Vesayeva Nestavi Sobi Yerushalayim, Kichilu Yuda Kadesh Hashem Asherai, Uvo Basel Nechar, that the Jewish men were being with the non-Jewish women, Uman Afresh Nashim Nachriyos. And we know that which Navi was involved with separating the man from the non-Jewish woman? It was Ezra. The Sivik, the Pesach says, V'yan Shechania ben Yechiyah mibnei Elam, V'yoymer l'Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'lukenu, V'noyshev nashem nachriyos. They were doing tshuva. They said, you know, we did this Avera. So it's Mestaber. That's the same Navi. The Malachi and Ezra are the same person. In Tanar Abanim, we learned in Abraisa, Arba nashem yaf yafayis hayu ba'ilam. That there were four extraordinarily beautiful women in the world. Sarah v'Avigayel, Racha v'Esther. Uleman d'Amer, Esther yirak reikas haisa. According to the Manda Amr that says that Esther had a green-like complexion that we had earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, so Mapik Esther Uma'ayo Vashti. So take out Esther from the list and instead add in Vashti. In Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Rachav Bishma Zinta, a person, he just says the name Rachav, that would give him a taiva for Znus. Ya'el Bekaila, Ya'el when you would hear her voice, Avigayel Bezichirasa, when you would think about her, and Micha Bashal Biriyasa, when you would see her. And Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Oimer Rachav Racham Ya Nikre. He says that if you would say the name Rachav Rachav, that would immediately make you into a Balkari. I'm a leader of Nachman. Ana Amena Rachav Rachav Leichbasli. I said it, nothing happened. So I'm a leik Kika Amena Biyoidu of Makira. Yeah, the issue is only if you know her. If you know her, so that's when you have this issue. Like we mentioned, obviously no one today knows her, but he was coming to show you what saying the name of a woman could do. The Pasuk says that Mordechai knew what was going on and he screamed in the streets. Says the Gemara, Mai Amar, what did he say? Rav said that Gavah Haman me Achashverosh. He was saying that Haman's even worse than Achashverosh. Ushmul Amar, that Gavah Malki Lo mi Malkotata, that the upper Malchus is stronger than the lower Malchus, which is a euphemism that he was saying that it feels that Achashverosh is Kaviyachal overpowering Hashem. But Tischalchel Amalka. And it says that Esther was scared when she found out that Mordechai is wearing, you know, the sackcloth, and she tries getting him to change his clothing. Something's obviously up, and she was very scared. Ma'avat tischalchel, I'm a Rav, shepir sanida. She was scared of the unknown, and that made her become an anida. Rav Yirmi Amar, shehutzuchel in kaveh, that she had to go to the bathroom, miloshen chalulim. Vatikur Esther l'asach, so she calls to Asach, you know, to go to Mordechai. Who is this Asach? I'm a Rav, Asach ze Daniel. It's a reference to Daniel. V'lama nikar shemay Asach. So where did he get this name Asach from? Says the Gemara, two options. Number one, Shechatchuhu Migidul Asai, because he was Achashverosh demoted him and he made him that he wasn't. So he lost his royalty. Ushmul Amar Shekol Divrei Malchus Nichtach Napev Mamash Tapase, that he was Achashverosh's chief advisor. Everything that happened in the Malchus happened Alpiv. L'das Mazev Amazeh. So Esther sends the message to Mordechai to find out Mazev Amazeh, what's going on. And Amar Yitzchak. The deeper idea of what she was sending to Mordechai was as follows, that Shema Avru Yisrael HaChamish HaChom Shei Torah Dichsiv Behen Mizeh Umizeh Mesuvim. Now maybe what's going on is that Klai Yisrael is not keeping the Torah, and they're Avru HaChamish HaChom Shei Torah, which it says about it, this Lashon of Zeh V'Zeh. Mordechai tells Esther, no, you know, he tells her about the Gzeira, he tells her to go in, it's time to go to Achashverosh, and Esther says, we have plenty of time, I don't know. So they tell Mordechai Esther's response that she doesn't want to go in. So the Lashon is, V'yagidu. It doesn't say V'yagid, Hasach says to Mordechai, it says that they told, who's they? V'ilu ihu layazal. It's Mashmahi. Asach is not the one that went. ligabei to Mordechai. So what's the lesson? Mikan she'in meshivin al kalkala. You see, you're not supposed to report bad news, being that Esther was not willing to go in, so Asach didn't want to be the one to inform Mordechai. Lamaisa, Mordechai ends up telling Esther that no, you know, this is the time, you have bitachon and Hashem. And Esther, you know, and he tells her, you know, this is maybe the only reason why you're the queen, this is your chance, this is your opportunity, this is your mission. Esther agrees, and she says, though, Leich Kanais is called Yehudim, go, you know, get all the Jews together, tell them to fast, Ada Shalai Kadas, and I'm gonna go in against the law. Amr Baba, Shalai Kadas Haya, it was against the law. What does that mean? Shabakhul Yoim Bayoyim Ad Akshav Ba'ines. Until now, she was always going in Tachashverish Ba'ines. Ba'akshav Beratzai. Now she's gonna be going in on her own accord. So she's going to be with Achashverosh Beratzon. The Chasher Avadati Avadati, that Kishem Shavadati Mi Beis Abba, Kach Eivad Mimcha. Just like I was lost from my father's household, I'm going to be lost now from you. Meaning I'm going to become Aser to you. Until now it was all Ba'ines. So she remained Mutter. Now it's going to be Beratzon. She's going to become Aser forever to Mordechai. V'yavar Mordechai, and Mordechai passes Amar Rav, Shehever Yoimishan Shal Pesach B'tainis. It means he was Eivar on Pesach. They fasted the next 3 days. The second day was the first day of Pesach. So you see, so he didn't have the Seder. He made a decree not to keep Pesach, so to speak, that year. Ushmul Amar, the Avar Arkume Demayo, that no, it just means that he passed over some body of water when he was going to inform everybody about the fast. Vayhibi Mashlishi, finally it's the third day of the fast. Vatilbash Esther Malchus, she wears Malchus. Says the Gemara, Big Day Malchus mi Bayile. Like we had on the previous Talmud, it should have said Big Day Malchus. Amar Balaz. It means that Esther had Ruach HaKadosh, Ksevach HaVetilbash, Ksevhasem V'Ruach Lavshes HaMosai. So here too also, it's a levush of a Ruach Malchus. It means that she had Ruach HaKadosh. Amar Belazar, Amar Bichanina, La'ilam Al-Tehei Berchas Hedyet Kala Be'inecha. You shouldn't treat the bracha of a Hedyet lightly. Sharei Shnei Gedoli Adar Berchum Shnei Adyoites. We find two Gedoli Adar that they were given a bracha by two Adyoites. V'Neskaima Ben, and it was fulfilled. Ve'ilu Hein, David Daniel. David Barche Aravna. We find that David was blessed by Aravna. Aravna gave David a bracha that when he built the Mizbeach and that the Megefer should stop. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vegoimer, Aravna, Lamelech, Vegoimer. And Taka, the Megefer stopped. So you see, the Berchas Hedyah was Niskayim. And Daniel, the Barche Dayavish, Daniel was given a bracha by Dayavish. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Allahach Diyan Polachle, Betadira, Hu Yeshes Vinoch. That when Dayavish was forced into throwing Daniel into the Gova Arios, into the lion's den, so really he liked Daniel, he gave him a bracha that Hashem should save you, and Taka, Daniel was saved. That similarly, the curse of a Hedyot should not be treated lightly. We find that Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah, that should be a covering for your eyes. So she was never made blind, but her children, we find her son Yitzchak was blind, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi, Kizakin Yitzchak Vatichena Einav, that his eyes became weak, he became blind. Hashem is not noig the same way people are noig. First you set up the pot, and then you turn on the sink, then you put the water inside the pot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, so to speak, pours the water, and then he gets the pot. Like the Pasuk says, that Hashem puts water in Shemayim, and then he puts it into the cloud being the kli, so first he has the water and then he takes the kli. V'amr b'lazar b'chanina, k'lo aymer davar b'shem aymeray, mevi gula la'aylam. That when a person, he says something, b'shem, the one who told it to him, so that brings the geula, shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'taymer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai. That Esther tells Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, that Bigson and Sarish want to take his life, ultimately then Mordechai is remembered the toiv, and that's where the geula then comes from. V'amr b'lazar, amr b'chanina, that tzaddik avad l'dayrei avad. That when a tzaddik leaves this world, it's the generation that loses out. So mashal l'adam sh'avdolei margulis, komakam shehi margulis shema, wherever the margulis is, wherever the diamond is, it doesn't lose its value. The diamond remains the same. Who loses? It's the Baal that loses. So too, when a tzaddik leaves from this world, the tzaddik is the same tzaddik. It's the dar that loses out. So that's the mashal to the margulis.